ComNav Air 4 Instruction 4790.2 Charlie, the Naval Aviation Maintenance Program, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 5. 1. What is responsible for the efficient attainment of aircraft and equipment readiness in support of operational objectives? Maintenance control. 2. Who serves as the contact point between work centers and the SPAWARE Systems Center Atlantic and is responsible for the management of all aspects of the MDS to include NALCOMIS reports and inquiries at the activity level? System Administrator or Analyst. 3. OMA NALCOMIS optimized squadrons that operate from a detachment-based concept for how many or more days shall have one system administrator per detachment attend the NALCOMIS OOMA System Analyst course. 90. 4. Which publication provides the standardized policy and procedures for aviation logistics information management and support operations? MCO 2020.1. 5. Unless otherwise specified in aircraft MRCs, fuel samples must be taken within how many hours preceding the aircraft's initial launch? 24. 6. What is the aircraft inspection and acceptance record form number? OPNAV 4790/141. 7. What is defined as an operational evolution where an aircraft is refueled while the engine is operating? Hot refueling. 8. What is defined as an operational evolution where the pilot or crew of manned aircraft is changed while the engine is operating and the aircraft is to be immediately relaunched? Hot seating. 9. What are required to determine whether the airframe, power plant, accessories, and equipment are functioning per predetermined standards while subjected to the intended operating environment? Functional check flights, Foxtrot, Charlie Foxtrots. 10. Unless directed by the applicable T or M or S NATOPS manual, unmanned aircraft system may not require a functional check flight other than for acceptance inspection after completion of standard rework or when not flown for how many or more days? 30. 11. Completed functional check flight checklists shall be retained in the aircraft maintenance files for a minimum of how many months or one phase cycle, whichever is greater? 6. 12. Which maintenance concept divides the total scheduled maintenance requirement into small packages or phases of approximately the same work content? Phase. 13. For aircraft not having preservation maintenance technical manuals, preservation shall be performed per which publication? NAVAIR 15-01-500. 14. To meet unusual situations or to ease workload scheduling, reporting custodians may apply plus or minus deviations to inspection intervals if specified in T, M, S, MRCs, or commercial aircraft derivative task cards. If deviations are not specified in T, M, S technical manuals or commercial aircraft derivative task cards, the following maximum deviations may be applied. Plus or minus which percent or a portion thereof may be applied to the authorized inspection interval of scheduled maintenance requirements based on flight hours, operating hours, cycles, or events. 10%. 15. Which form is used to document aircraft daily and turnaround inspections? Pre-flight, daily, turnaround, post-flight maintenance record. OPNAV 4790/38. 16. The daily aircraft inspection is conducted to inspect for defects to a greater depth than the turnaround inspection. The daily inspection is valid for a period of how many hours commencing from the date and time the inspection is completed, provided no flight occurs during this period and no maintenance other than servicing has been performed. 72. 17. Commanding officers may authorize pilots in command to conduct applicable T, M, or S NATOPS pilot inspections, ensuring servicing requirements are accomplished, and sign the aircraft inspection and acceptance record in the certification block while operating away from home without qualified maintenance personnel for periods not exceeding how many hours? 72. 18. The turnaround inspection is conducted between flights to verify the integrity of the aircraft for flight, verify proper servicing, and to detect degradation that may have occurred during the previous flight. The turnaround inspection is valid for a period of how many hours, commencing from the date and time the inspection is completed, provided no flight and no maintenance other than servicing occurs during this period. 24. 19. Which type of inspections are scheduled inspections with a prescribed interval other than daily or phase? Special. 20. When an individual special inspection or a group of special inspections due simultaneously will consume more than how many hours of elapsed maintenance time, the inspection requirements may be divided into portions performed incrementally at any time during the allowable deviation period. 8. 21. Which type of maintenance requirements are unscheduled events required as the result of a specific over-limit condition or as a result of circumstances or events which create an administrative requirement for an inspection? Conditional. 22. Which type of inspection is a general inspection of a specific area of an aircraft? Zonal. 23. Which delivery procedure eliminates the requirement for configuration verification during acceptance inspection when received from the factory? Joint Strike Fighter, Juliet Sierra Foxtrot. 24. Aircraft originally planned for short-term transfer but due to operational or test evaluation requirements exceed how many days will require a complete transfer inspection before transferring the aircraft to another reporting custodian? 90. 25. Per OPNAV Instruction 3110.11, aircraft that fail aircraft service period adjustment must be inducted for phased depot maintenance no later than how many days after the current period end date? 90. 26. How many days of advance notice via naval message is required prior to sending an aircraft to the Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Center for storage? 10. 27. Engines with major inspection intervals of 400 hours or more will have major inspections performed if 1% or less of the interval remains until the next inspection. 25%. 28. Engines with major inspection intervals of less than 400 hours will have major inspections performed if less than how many hours remain until the next inspection? 100. 29. Which form is used to record support equipment issue and receipt transactions? Support Equipment Transaction Report, OPNAV 4790/64. 30. Which form is used to record acceptance information, custody and transfer, rework, preservation and depreservation, technical directives, and any other miscellaneous history required to accompany the support equipment throughout its service life? Support Equipment Custody and Maintenance History Record, OPNAV 4790/51. 31. All aviation life support systems inspections are special inspections based on calendar days and are authorized a plus or minus how many days deviation during compliance by the prescribed maintenance level. 3. 32. Scheduled removal components and assemblies with operating limitations are normally replaced at the scheduled inspection which falls nearest to the applicable limitation. To reduce replacements at other than scheduled inspections, a margin of plus or minus what percentage of the stated operating limitations is authorized for components or assemblies, unless such extension is prohibited by the applicable PMIC or other directive? 10%. 33. Where must orders to cannibalize come from? Maintenance control. 34. What provides scheduled control of the predictable maintenance workload, for example, inspections, transfer or receipt of aircraft, and compliance with technical directives? Monthly maintenance plan, Mike Papa. 35. What is phased depot maintenance categorized as, which is scheduled D-level maintenance performed per an established recurring schedule? Standard rework. 36. What is designed to protect the material condition of aircraft which are not expected to be flown for extended periods of time? Aircraft preservation. 37. For aircraft without specific TMS operational system check maintenance technical manuals, aircraft systems will be exercised every how many days, plus or minus 3 days, using applicable maintenance technical manuals? 28. 38. Which preservation category would be assigned to support equipment, armament weapons support equipment, weapons handling equipment, which is anticipated usage within the next 90 days? Category A. 39. Which preservation category would be assigned to support equipment, armament, weapons support equipment, weapons handling equipment, which could possibly be used within the next 180 days? Category B. 40. Which preservation category would be assigned to support equipment, armament, weapons support equipment, weapons handling equipment, which is not needed for extremely long periods of time, in excess of 180 days? Category C. 41. Which level of preservation is used for aircraft and support equipment, armament, weapons support equipment, weapons handling equipment for 0 to 90 days? Level 1. 42. Which level of preservation is used for aircraft and support equipment, armament, weapons support equipment, weapons handling equipment for 0 to 365 days? Level 2. 43. Which level of preservation is used for aircraft and support equipment, armament, weapons support equipment, weapons handling equipment for 0 to indefinitely? Level 3. 44. What are all activities in the Navy assigned for determining priorities for material support based on their mission? Force Activity Designator, Foxtrot Alpha Delta. 45. Which series contains instructions for using the Material Priority System and for assigning Force Activity Designators? OPNAV Instruction 4614.1. 46. Which project code is assigned by the Intermediate Maintenance Activity when requisitioning material to repair support equipment that is inoperative and a workaround, redundancy, or local backup is available? Bravo Kilo Zero. 47. Which project code is assigned by the Intermediate Maintenance Activity when requisitioning material to stop an awaiting parts condition on a specific end item or component other than aircraft engines undergoing repair? Bravo Kilo 1. 48. Which project code is assigned by the Intermediate Maintenance Activity when requisitioning material to stop an awaiting parts condition on components and aircraft engines undergoing repair when directly related to aircraft support? Zulu Charlie 8. 49. Which project code, Broad Arrow, is assigned by the Intermediate Maintenance Activity to material requirements for non-operational support equipment used in direct support of operational aircraft for which there is no redundancy? Zulu Foxtrot 7. 50. Which project code means engine maintenance work stoppages for all model aircraft engines? Zulu Quebec 9. 51. Which workload priority will be set by production control for all workload activities within 30 days of deployment, regardless of NMC or PMC status? Priority 1. 52. Which workload priority will be set by production control for repair of critical local repair cycle assets and support equipment? Priority 2. 53. Which workload priority will be set by production control for repair of non-critical local repair cycle assets and support equipment and repair or manufacture of material for non-fixed allowance stock? Priority 3. 54. Which workload priority will be set by production control for processing of salvaged material and non-aeronautical work? Priority 4. 55. When check, test, and repair capability does not exist at the IMA, all AVDLRs and some field-level repairables must be shipped to the designated support point, designated rework point, or another activity having the capability to repair that component. Under normal circumstances, the determination must be made within 24 hours. When determined that repair capability does not exist, the component will be shipped to another activity within 48 hours. Total IMA, supply and maintenance, hold time shall not exceed how many days? 3. 56. Who serves as a contact point between work centers and the SSCA and is responsible for the management of all aspects of the MDS to include NALCOMIS reports and inquiries at the activity level? Maintenance Database Administrator and Analyst, Mike Delta Bravo Alpha Alpha. 57. Which intermediate maintenance activity support equipment report occurs when there is an item of inoperative support equipment and there is no redundancy in that piece of SE, or the redundancy is inadequate, such that aircraft support will be impacted, thereby jeopardizing the operational readiness of supported units? Broad Arrow, Bravo Alpha. 58. All repairable support equipment components beyond intermediate maintenance activity repair capability shall be preserved, packaged, documented, and shipped within how many hours via fastest traceable means to the organic or commercial DRP or ATAC hub, as appropriate. 24. 59. What is defined as the overhaul, repair, check, test, certification, modification, or manufacturing of aeronautical material, mission equipment, engines, and support equipment? Component repair. 60. What is responsible for the development, expansion, execution, and support of maintenance plans for component repair? ComNav Air Syscom. 61. Which codes specify if a component is intended to be repaired at the O level, I level, or D level of maintenance? SM&R, Sierra, Mike, and Romeo. 62. Which beyond capability of maintenance code is used by intermediate maintenance activities when the activity is specifically not authorized to repair the item in applicable directives, for example, required maintenance function not assigned by SM&R code, MIM, maintenance plan, other technical decision, peculiar item from an aircraft not supported by an activity or SM&R, coded XXXXD. Bravo Charlie Mike 1. 63. Which beyond capability of maintenance code is used by intermediate maintenance activities when the repair is authorized but cannot be performed due to lack of equipment, tools, or facilities? Bravo Charlie Mike 2. 64. Which beyond capability of maintenance code is used by intermediate maintenance activities when the repair is authorized but cannot be performed due to a lack of technical skills? Bravo Charlie Mike 3. 65. Which beyond capability of maintenance code is used by intermediate maintenance activities when the repair is authorized but cannot be performed because required parts will not be available? Bravo Charlie Mike 4. 66. Which beyond capability of maintenance code is used by intermediate maintenance activities when the activity's authorized level of maintenance is limited to check and test only and repair is required? Bravo Charlie Mike 5. 67. Which beyond capability of maintenance code is used by intermediate maintenance activities when the repair is authorized but cannot be performed due to a lack of technical data? Bravo Charlie Mike 6. 68. Which beyond capability of maintenance code is used by intermediate maintenance activities when some level of repair beyond check and test is authorized, but the maintenance function required to return the item to a RFI condition is not assigned by SM&R code, MIMs, maintenance plan, or other technical decision? Bravo Charlie Mike 7. 69. Which beyond capability of maintenance code is used by intermediate maintenance activities when the repair is authorized and feasible but not attempted due to an EI exhibit, SRC data unknown and cannot be determined, item under warranty, I-level repair costs exceed AVDLR net unit price or replacement cost, excessive backlog, budgetary limitations, materials in excess of requirements, or when specifically directed by the ACC or TICOM? Bravo Charlie Mike 8. 70. Which beyond capability of maintenance code is used by intermediate maintenance activities when a repairable item is so severely worn or damaged that repair is not feasible as determined by local maintenance personnel or specifically directed by ACC or TICOM? Bravo Charlie Mike 9. 71. Beyond capability of maintenance 2, BCM 3, and BCM 6 are authorized only if the deficiency in equipment, skills, or technical data cannot be resolved within how many days? 30. 72. Which centers are contact points within maintenance organizations where requirements for indirect material are coordinated with the Aviation Support Division? Material Control. 73. Who is responsible for the overall management of the material control function? Maintenance Material Control Officer, Mike Charlie Oscar. 74. Which instruction contains the responsibilities and procedures for establishing, maintaining, and modifying the NAVSUP Whiskey Sierra Sierra Consolidated Remain in Place List? OPNAV Instruction 4440.25. 75. Which form must Material Control obtain signature on of Work Center personnel receiving material? DD 1348. 76. Material control must turn in defective repairable consolidated remain-in-place list components within how many hours of receipt? 24. 77. Which codes are used to communicate maintenance and supply instructions to various logistic support levels and using commands for the logistic support of systems, equipment, and end items? Source, maintenance, and recoverability, Sierra Mike and Romeo. 78. Which type of funds will be used to finance the cost of paints, wiping rags, towel service, cleaning agent, and cutting compounds used in preventive maintenance and corrosion control of aircraft? Aviation Fleet Maintenance, Alpha Foxtrot Mike. 79. What must each ship, aviation squadron, and command establish to record OPTAR grants and the value of transactions authorized to be incurred as chargeable to the ACC or TICOM operating budget? Requisition OPTAR Log, NAVCOMPT 2155. 80. How often must the summary filled order or expenditure difference listing original and one copy be forwarded by the DFAS to individual OPTAR holders for each OPTAR held? Monthly. 81. After posting the differences, the OPTAR holder will review the listing and annotate transactions considered invalid with the rejection codes. Which publication are rejection codes listed in? NAVSO Publication 3013-1. 82. The age unfilled order listing lists all unfilled orders held in the DFAS files over how many days old, which have not matched with related expenditure documents and have not been canceled. 120. 83. How often, at a minimum, must flight packets be inventoried by the supply officer or material control officer? Monthly. 84. What are all components received in the repairable materials section, SSU, from O-level or I-level maintenance units processed through to determine whether the component is within the check, test, or repair capability of the intermediate maintenance activity? Aeronautical Material Screening Unit, Alpha Mike Sierra Uniform. 85. What is the title of the overall program which provides the data required for the effective management of support equipment at all levels of aircraft maintenance? Aircraft Maintenance Material Readiness List, Alpha Mike Mike Romeo Lima. 86. What shall be used to establish a formal, continuous chain of accountability for specific equipment and material installed on or designated for use on any aircraft of a specified T, M, or S? Aircraft Inventory Records, Alpha India Romeos. 87. Who is the sole authority for changes and revisions of aircraft inventory records? ComNav Air Syscom. 88. Which form shall be completed to identify shortages of aircraft inventory record items and MESM-related equipment which are not available for transfer concurrent with the aircraft? Aircraft Inventory Record Shortages, OPNAV 4790/112. 89. When an aircraft is transferred via a D-level or contractor program, the transferring activity will ship only the minimum of essential aircraft inventory record items, noting all shortages on an aircraft inventory record shortages, OPNAV 4790/112. The remaining equipment will be shipped to the receiving activity how many days prior to the scheduled depot or contractor completion date? 30. 90. When shortages are discovered upon receipt of an aircraft and are not properly recorded in the aircraft inventory record, the receiving organization will itemize shortages and submit a list of such shortages within how many working days after receipt of the aircraft to the organization from which the aircraft was received. 10. 91. What is the Financial Liability Investigation of Property Loss form number? DD200. 92. Aircraft inventory record shortages which persist for how many days before transfer without proper authority or justification noted in column D or E of the aircraft inventory record will be forwarded to ComNav Air Syscom for resolution. 90. 93. Which department is responsible for providing NTCSS IT21 optimized OMA NALCOMIS support for tenant fleet aircraft and reserve squadrons? Combat Information Systems, Charlie, India, Sierra. 94. How many parts is the Naval Aeronautical Publications Index made up of? 4. 95. What specifies all maintenance significant repair parts associated with the equipment and is the basis for allowances? Allowance Parts List, Alpha Papa Lima. 96. What is designed to let the supply and maintenance personnel identify and order replacement parts for the aircraft or equipment? Illustrated Parts Breakdown, India Papa Bravo. 97. What is the procedure required when Navy Property and Defense Logistics Agency material, including IMRL equipment or SE, in Navy custody is lost, damaged, or destroyed? Survey. 98. How often must unmanned aircraft system control station aeronautical equipment service records be inventoried and verified? Annually. 99. Which publication provides guidance for shipping classified information to the Washington National Record Center? SECNAV Instruction 5510.30. 100. Which form is used to monitor structural life limited components designated for D-level replacement which do not require scheduled removal component or assembly service record documentation? Structural Life Limits, OPNAV 4790/142. 101. What is the monthly flight summary form number? OPNAV 4790/21-alpha. 102. Which form used in the logbook and the aeronautical equipment service record provides a record of all scheduled and conditional inspections performed on the aircraft during each period and on equipment for which an AESR is required? Inspection Record, OPNAV 4790/22-alpha. 103. O-level activities maintaining helicopter dynamic components requiring an aeronautical equipment service record are not required to log repetitive, non-destructive inspections based on less than how many hour intervals. 100. 104. A minimum of how many years of data will be maintained at all times on the conditional inspection page? 2. 105. Which form used in the logbook and the aeronautical equipment service record contains a complete record of all repair, reconditioning, standard rework, conversion, modification, modernization, and aircraft service period adjustment inspections performed on the aircraft by a repair activity or on the equipment by any I-level or D-level activity? Repair or rework record, OPNAV 4790/23-alpha. 106. Which form used in the logbook and the aeronautical equipment service record contains a record of technical directives affecting the airframe structure and its integral parts? Technical Directives, OPNAV 4790/24-alpha. 107. Which type of entry provides for a consolidated accounting of technical directives when the equipment is new and upon completion of each standard rework or first-degree engine repair? Block. 108. Which code is used to indicate technical directives that have been issued but not incorporated, including TDs that are only partially incorporated? NINC, November India, November Charlie. 109. Which form is used in the logbook and the aeronautical equipment service record to record significant information affecting the aircraft for which no other space is provided in the logbook? Miscellaneous or History, OPNAV 4790/25-alpha. 110. What is the preservation or depreservation record form number? OPNAV 4790/136-alpha. 111. Which form is used in the logbook and the AESR to maintain a current inventory of all equipment, components, and assemblies requiring an MSR, ASR, EHR, or SRC card? Inventory Record, OPNAV 4790/27-alpha. 112. What is designed to provide a current configuration and inspection record of ALSS components, kits, and assemblies? Aircrew Systems Record, OPNAV 4790/138. 113. What is designed to provide a record of the current configuration of all personal survival equipment issued to the aircrew? Aircrew Personal Equipment Record, OPNAV 4790/159. 114. which publication contains maximum ground test, stand, or engine test cell time a propeller may accumulate. NAVAIR 03-20 Charlie Bravo Bravo Kilo-1. 115. What are items with rework or overhaul life limits and subassemblies designated to be removed and discarded candidates for? Assembly Service Record, OPNAV 4790/106-alpha. 116. What is a two-page form that provides a method of monitoring specific maintenance data on designated aeronautical components and equipment that do not qualify for a scheduled removal component card? Equipment History Record Card, OPNAV 4790/113. 117. What is a two-page form used to record maintenance history, installation, and usage data? Scheduled Removal Component Card, OPNAV 4790/28-alpha. 118. What contains the electronic baseline, actual inventory, and historical information of aircraft, engines, SE, ALSS, and associated assemblies? Configuration Management Auto Log Set, Charlie Mike, Alpha Lima Sierra. 119. Which configuration management autolog set record permits aircraft identification, the monthly compilation of significant flight operational data, and collection of historical OPNAV X-ray data throughout the service life of an aircraft? Flight summary. 120. What provides configuration management autolog set aeronautical equipment service record equipment identification, monthly compilation of significant flight operational data, usage parameters, and accumulative usage data throughout the service life of the equipment? Equipment operating record, Echo Oscar Romeo. 121. Modular engine design allows eye-level activities to readily remove and replace interchangeable modules with ready-for-issue spares. Which record provides the method for recording the maintenance data for these modules and their life-limited assemblies and components? Module Service Record, Mike Sierra Romeo. 122. What is used to record maintenance history for repairable components not designated as life-limited? Tracked Component Record, Tango Charlie Romeo. 123. Aircraft or equipment configuration management auto log set may be purged after how many years from the completed action or entry date from the last recorded flight? 2. 124. Which system is the Navy's official aircraft inventory program of record for all Navy and Marine Corps aircraft from initial acceptance to final disposition at AMARG, FMS, or disposal? Deck plate, Alpha India Romeo Romeo Sierra. 125. What is the primary means of recording aircraft status changes? X-ray. 126. What is the material inspection and receiving report form number? DD Form 250. 127. X-ray reports can be modified in OOMA within a period of how many days from date and time of creation? 45. 128. How often will the CNO approve a list of aircraft strike and disposition? Semi-annually. 129. How many categories are there in which to declare a strike? 4. 130. Which category of strike is declared when the loss or damage is to the extent that restoration is uneconomical or militarily impractical? Category 1. Damage. 131. Which category of strike is declared when the depreciation caused by time and usage to the extent restoration is uneconomical or militarily impractical? Category 2, depreciation. 132. Which category of strike is declared for administrative decision reasons not related to damage, depreciation, or completion of service life, such as obsolescent or excess aircraft, aircraft intentionally destroyed, including drones, in test, training, or battle, aircraft diverted for use in ground training, and aircraft transferred to foreign governments, MAP, FMS, or other non-Navy recipients? Category 3, administrative. 133. Which category are aircraft strike to if eligibility for strike is due to completion of service life? 4. 134. How often are reporting custodians required to report aircraft hours in life? Quarterly. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.